one ha'ara nifla that's related to Raid that Be'ezus Hashem we have spoken about many, many times, and this is just a classic example of certain sugyas that are the gift that keep on giving. It's literally ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. The Torah in Simin Kuf Pei Beis, he brings from Rav Hai Goyim, the cause of Rav Hai, the hu adin nami im hita hashliach es haloikeach b'kol shehu sha'amekach batal. In the event that somebody makes a shliach to go sell something on his behalf, and the shliach went and he fooled the buyer and he ended up overcharging him. So Rav Hai Goyim said that even if he overcharged him by a kol shehu, meaning even if it was pachas mishtos, the halacha is a mekach batal, the mekach is going to be batal. Meaning, ordinarily, when it comes to oina, so there's pachas mishtos, shtos, and there's yaisa mishtos. Rav Hai Goyim said that's only true if the seller is selling by himself. But if the seller sells hayidei shliach, so then even if the oina was a kol shehu, still the halacha is that the mekach is going to be batal. Now, if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, Alatar, the Beis Yosef says that the makarta of this Rav Hai Goyim comes from the Rosh. The Rosh brings Rav Hai Goyim, and he says, if you take a look at the Rosh brings Rav Hai Goyim in a different nusach. So it's interesting, but the nusach that the Rosh had in Rav Hai Goyim is different than the nusach that the Tor, who was the son of the Rosh, had in Rav Hai Goyim. But Al Kapanim, the way the Tor in Halacha brings Rav Hai Goyim is that if somebody makes somebody a shech to go sell something on his behalf, and the Zayna, even if the Zayna is Pachas Mishtos, it's Batal HaMekach, meaning we treat it as if it was Zayna, which was Yais Mishtos. That just takes feel and flesh out the chiddush of Rav Hai Goyim a little bit. That's pashut. If somebody makes someone a shliach to go sell something for him, and he would sell it for less than its value, it's pashut to be batal hamekach. Why is it pashut? The Gemara says throughout Shas that kuni shidat tichov loy lavusi. I sent you to make things better for me, not to make it worse. In this case, when the meicher made the shliach, he made him a shliach to sell it. The shliach came back and he says, "I have great news. I fooled this guy. He had no idea what was flying. This person learned in, you know, the school of economics of the Tagra Lord, so he knows how to do this. And as a result, he says, I got you more money. It doesn't matter. Even if it's pachas mishtos, still the halacha is that the mekach is going to be bought. And the question is why? V'kama kumas in ishtabru, to be mazbe, what's pshat in this chiddush of Rav Hai Goyim? So the hafla in his ponim yofis, alatar in parashas bahar. And it's also in the hafla in mesachtis, ksubis, daf kuf amir aleph. He says a dover nifla. He says, the Rosh, right here, in Perek Hazov, in Simin Chav, clears a shayla. This that the halacha is, that if the oina is pachas mishtos, the halacha is that the mekach is kayim, it is an implied mechila. What about as it relates to the iser of altoinu? Right, it says in the Torah, altoinu isha sachim. Do you have an iser of altoinu isha sachim with oina is pachas mishtos? Or do you not have an iser of altoinu isha sachim with oina is pachas mishtos? The Rosh says, I'm not sure, he has a safik. You take a look at the Ramban, Ala Torah, right here in Parshas Bahar. The Ramban, Toich Dvarov, Masiach Lefitumai, he says clearly, one side in the Rosh. The Ramban is discussing the halacha of Einoy Nolo Karkois. Right, we know it's coming up, but something everybody knows, Einoy Nolo Karkois, that all the laws of Einoy do not apply to Karka. And the Ramban asks a bomb kasha based on the Pshutai Shal Mikra in the Torah. So when we gave the hakdama to the sugi of Aina, we mentioned the first pasuk. V'chisimkeru mimker la'misecha, oy chanoi miyad ha'misecha, altoinu ish es'achiv. And then the Torah gives an example of altoinu ish es'achiv. Says the Torah, b'mispar shonim achra yoivol, tikne me'es ha'misecha, b'mispar shnei tvois im kolach, l'fi roiv ha'shonim tarbe miknasoi, u'l'fi ma'it ha'shonim tamit miknasoi, ki mispar tvois, so the Torah says, let me play out for you the halachas of Aino. You're selling a field. And you're selling a field in a time where the fields that are sold all go back to their original owner. We reset the clock when it comes to your field. So when you sell it, make sure that the price is reflective of this idea that this mechir is only going to be a mechir l'shah. Because if a person's going to pay full market value for a piece of property and really he's just leasing it for a year because it's going to end up going back, so then already he ended up being fooled. So the dugma of altoinu ish esachim is someone that's selling the field in the time that Yoibu was like, great, the Ramban, I don't understand. Every Bar Nash knows that what? That ain't I know the karkois. The Torah's dugma of I know is a case of karka. How do you understand it? Says the Ramban, Shavada Hamaanes Chaveri Ladas Overubala. That's poshnit that although Chazal said, Einoi Nola Kakois, they weren't talking about Isna the Heter. If someone is Ma'anes Chaveri Ladas, he's over alive, Bein Bemetalpulin, Bein Bekarkois, Shabahen Dibarakosov, like it says in the Torah, Altoinu Ishas Ochiv, Bemisbar Shonim Achra Yoival, Shahum Mazer, Sheyiknu, Vimkuru, Lufiashonim, Feloyoinu Ishas Ochiv, Avrabi Sein, Uzal Dorshu Bovimitsi Dafnun on the base, today's Daf, Boinosh, Dusa Mekach, Ubitul Mekach, Beoisamishlos, Ubizemil Vad Miatur Karkois. It's only regarding those deeds. Rabbis Hilchasa, the Machloikas Rab Tarfin, all that rape, that's where it's the Shtaltzachos. Lefi, and the reason says Rabban is, Shoino Bohem, when it comes to Oino with those things, Afilu Kiyoisa Mishtos Michilo, meaning Oino as it relates to Bohem is Karka. It's a pronoun, Bohem is Karka. Now, when it comes to Karka, Afilu Biyoisa Mishtos Michilo, Kemoshi Michilo, Bimetaltuan Bachas Mishtos. The reason that it's always considered that the halach is that the Mekkah is kind by Ainob of Karka is because we always assume the person was Moichel. You overpaid for it, a Moichel. You overpaid by a crazy amount, it doesn't matter. The person was still Moichel. In other words, Avada says the Ramban is Ainob by Karka just like the Ainob by Metalpa. And if by Ainob is a halach of Israel, Toinu Isha Sachib, it's going to be true. Bebe Karka, Bebe Metalpa. Where then is the halach of Ainob or Karka is manifest? It's Negeya, the halach of Shtos and Yoisim Shtos. But it's based on a Svara. It's because when it comes to Karka, even Shtos and Yoisim Mishtos is like Pachas Mishtos by Metalpun. What's the Svara of Pachas Mishtos by Metalpun? Lufish Ainob and Mafilab Yoisim, it's based on Mechila. So that Svara of Mechila that you have by Pachas Mishtos and Metalpun, you have by Shtos and Yoisim Mishtos by Karka. So says Ramban, if that's the case, it's Pasha why there's going to be an Isser. Why? Because what's the halach of Pachas Mishtos by Metalpun? I'm glad that there's an Isser of Altoinu Wish Asachiv. Meaning, even though the halach is that the Mekach is Batal, is Kayim, of Avapish. Avada is going to be an Isser. And if that's the case, but when it comes to Karka, just because you don't have the halachas of Chazara, Avada you can have the Altoinu which is Achav. So again, the Ramban over here was talking more about Ein Anolo Karkois. He was partial learning Chumash, the Ramban. And he said, I don't understand how there could be a din of Ein Anolo Karkois. Read the examples of the Torah. Mispashon Machayev, Tikna. We're talking about Karka. Those are the Dugmois of Altoinu which is Achav. So, the Ramban, you have to say there's two dinim in Oino. There's the Isser Oino and there's the Chayshim Mishpat of Oino. This that Ein Anolo Karkois, that's mitzad the Chayshim Mishpat. But as it relates to the Isra and Avada, you're going to have the Isra. Why is there no Chaysh Mishpah by an Osir? Ramban explains that too. The reason there's no Chaysh Mishpah by Karka is because it's a Svara. It's because Karka, Shtos V'yoyse Mishtos, is like Metaltal and Pachos Mishtos. But as Dr. Ramban, Metaltal and Pachos Mishtos has the Isra, so it's passionate that Karka is also going to have this. But I'll go upon him. Ma Shahoyo, Sofik, Eitzel, Harosh, Hoyo, Poshit, Eitzel, Ramban. The Rosh wasn't sure, he had a suffix. Pachas Mishtos, where the halach is that the Mekach is Kayim. Is there going to be an Isser or is there not going to be an Isser? The Ramban is beforeish. The Ramban says that Karka is literally Pachas Mishtos by Metalpun. And by Karka, you have Altoinu Isha Sachim. And he says in beforeish that Pachas Mishtos by Metalpun, this is going to be Altoinu Isha Sachim. In Chaschinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin, this is the Mitzvah of Shloi Lohinois, the Mekach Umemkar. So he brings the suffix of the Rosh, and the Mechas Chinuch says, I think I have a raya from the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira to one tzad in this Chakira. The Rambam is in Perek Yubez Alocha Aleph. Also, the Moicher oi lekoino lehoinois es chavera. Shenemar v'chisib kiru memkala misecho, oi tonoi miyada misecho, al toinu ish es achir. Says the Rambam, v'afa pishu oivra alois asei, even though you oivra alois asei, ein oi loika, there's no malkis, mebnei shen nitein liyishah. Being that it's nitin lihishavin, there's a chiyav hashava. So if there's a chiyav hashava, it's a lav shenitin lihishavin, like zeila, like gneva. And it's for that reason that halacha says the Rambam is that you're not going to get malchus. Freak the mechas chinuch. Is that true? Is that true that the lav of oino is nitin lihishavin? Bishloimo, it's oino of shtos. And if it's oino of yoisa mishtos, so it's nitin lihishavin. But what about pachas mishtos? Pachas mishtos is not nitin lishoven. If it's not nitin lishoven, so if someone is ma'anes chaveroi pachas mishtos, why doesn't he get malchus? The Rambam says you never get malchus for being over al toinu ishasachim. Why not? Because it's nitin lishoven, that's only shtos v'yoysa al shtos. What about pachas mishtos? I think this is a raya that the Rambam met like the other tzad in the Rosh. He held that there is no iser where it's pachas mishtos. If there's no iser, it's no avada. Pachas mishtos nitokain iser. when there's an isra, not the lishav, and immediately you're never going to end up getting malchus. Mechaschinuch says he's a little bit not sure, because it could be, being that pachas mishtos works with mechila, and there's a tzad in the achronim, that the way mechila works is as if you actually returned it. So every pachas mishtos, it's not the pshat, I don't have to return it, it's keilu is kabalti, it's as if you actually returned it. So if it's keilu you returned it, so it could be there's no ra. But al kapanim, the rush was mesopik. I know pachas mishtos, isr, no isr. He wasn't sure. The Ramban says mefurish, yeah, I know. The Michas Chinuch had a raya, a beautiful kitarke bekoidesh on Michas Chinuch to get raya from the Ramban Perek Yemez Alach Avonuchas Mechira. That could be this noise. But al kapanim it's a shayla. Says the hafla in his ponim yofish parashas bahar. And in Afla, Mesech Tis Ksuba Stavko Famer Aleph, that Lefnize Yeh Shloimer, that's Pshana Rav Haigoy. It could be Rav Haigoy in hell. That Oyna, even Pachas Mishtos, is an Isser Oyna. You're over the Isser of Altoinu Isha Zachir. Like Ramban, like one side in the Rosh. Not like the Shittas HaRambam, the way the Minchas Chinuch understood it. This is an Isser Oyna. The whole Nafkemina between Pachas Mishtos versus Ishtos and Yosef Mishtos is in the Chosha Mishpat. But as it relates to the Isser, there's going to be an ism by Pachas Mishtos as well. The Fize says the Afla, Yesh Loimar. If somebody makes a shliach to go, and he tells him, I want you to sell this for me. And the person went and he overcharged. And even if the overcharge was Pachas Mishtos, says Rav Haigoyin, the Mekach is Batel. You want to know why the Mekach is Batel? Because Ein Shliach Levar Aveiro. He was over the Isra'ina. And because he was over the Isra'ina, so therefore Ein Shliach Levar Aveiro. And says the Hafla, says the Hafla, that what does Ein Shlich Levar Aveiro mean? It means that the whole Mekach is Batel. And if the whole Mekach is Batel, it's Gevaldik, it's going to be Batel HaMekach. Now that's Pashit, and this is where the old rate comes in, and the Ein Beis Medrash play Chiddush converges, and that is that so Pashit? If somebody makes someone a Shlich to do something, a transaction, and the Shlich went, and he did the transaction on Yodei Aveiro, what's the halacha going to be? Do we say that the Shlich is his Batel? Because Ein Shlich Levar Aveiro, Inami, what's the other side? Ein Shlich Levar Aveiro. It could be Avada, the underlying Kinyan and the underlying Shlichus is in effect. It's just that the Aveiro itself, the Etzim Aveiro, that's something that doesn't go over by Shlichus. This is something that was a great debate amongst two great Goyim in the 18th century. The Noida Behuda on the one side and Reb Itzikal Hamburger on the other side. The debate was regarding a get that was done by Balkarcha, where there was the whole Maisa Shahoya where Reb Yeshua Heschel Halevi Ish Horowitz to his wife Vitcha, and he gave a gag to a shliach to whatever the chemdra made a gershin, and there was a whole asynch whether or not they were or they weren't, and Luyat Suyer, the shliach was over the chemdra made a gershin. Did that mean that the gershin was bottled or did not mean that the gershin was bottled? And the Noid Behud and all his truvas is shrai mamish that Avad the ain shliach of Aravair means that the shliach is not a shlichus. And to the extent that the shliach was over the chemdra made a gershin when he was Megarish Vitcha Balkarcha, it would mean that there's no get, and if there's no get, they were married and you owe all the back taxes of Mizoinis and Ksuba, etc., etc., etc. Rabbi Zal Hamagra said no. He said, Ein Shlich Levar Aveiro means what? All Ein Shlich Levar Aveiro means is that the Aveiro doesn't go over the Shlichos. Abavada, the Etzim Mekach, the Etzim Mekach is going to be kind. This Hafla, it's Poshet. This Hafla is Tolui. This Hafla is Tolui in the Hakira. And the Hafla, the way he's explaining Rav Haigoyim, is mamish like the Noi Debut. And just to say it one Noifach better, because we spoke about this so many times. If you remember, there was a Kosova Shlishi Amachriya Beinayim in the Machloikis between the Noi Debut and Rav Itzikal Hamager. That was the Ktsois in Kuf Bey Beis, where the Ktsois says, I hold a Chapsan Afgamina. If the Mishalech tells the Shlech to do it al Yedei Aveiro, so the Etzim Shlichus is do it by Aveiro, then I hold like the Noid of Yehuda. If, however, the Mishalech told the Shlech just do it, and he went ahead and he did it by Aveiro, so then I hold like Rav Itzikal Hamager. That was the Kosovat Shlishi, that was the Ktsois's big Achroni, but Raif from the Mishnah Melech, Dvorim Atikin. But this Hafla, you see, not like the Ktsois's Achro, you see mamish like the Noid of Yehuda. You see it 100% like the Noid of Yehuda. And that is that to the extent that this Mekach was done by Aveir. Why was it done by Aveir? Because you were over Al-Toyna Wish HaZachim. It was Pachas Mishtos like the Ramban Al-Toyna, that even Pachas Mishtos is still going to be the Israel right now. Once it's done by Aveir, even though this is Litkuni Shit Artich, and it was Shaneimo Litkuni, but it doesn't matter. Because now you're running to an ancient Lichavar Aveir problem. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoyim. And if that's the case, the Shlichos and Litkan Shlichos, this person had no power of attorney, this also didn't belong to him. And if that's the case, the halacha is, even if it's Pachas Mishtos, it's going to be a Bittul Mekach. I'll just tell you something very interesting. And that is, and that whole pulmus that Baruch Hashem we spoke about so many times with the Noid of Yehuda and Rabbi Tzachal Hamburger, we mentioned there were a lot of Gedolei Yisrael that wrote Truvas. One of the Gedolim that wrote a Truva and that whole Indian was the Hafla. Now, the Hafla got involved for two reasons. Number one, because he was Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Agoyva. But he also got involved because, if you remember, the Chusin was the Hafla's nephew. She, the Kala, was the Rebbe Yehuda's niece, and the Chusin was the Hafla's nephew. And he wrote a tshuva to Reb Itzik Hamburger, who was Ben Mishpacha, and he was very, very involved in this. But the Hafla was a Mishpacha. This was the Ish Halevi Ish Horowitz family. And he got involved in this whole Indian. And the Hafla wrote a long tshuva. If you go through the tshuva of the Hafla, you know which side he was on? Was he on the Neid of Yehuda's side, or was he on Reb Itzik Hamburger's side? He was on the Neid of Yehuda's side. And not only was he on the Neid of Yehuda's side, but if you go through the whole Arichis, one of his Groysa Marim Mekoymas that he tells soon, I knew it. It had to be. What is Marim Mekoymas he tells soon is this Rav Haigoyim and this Rosh. And he talks about this whole Indian that you see, Bittul Mekach, and it's a riot to the Psak of the Neid of Yehuda. Stating that, he wrote at the end, Omnam kol eila hadvarim pilpaunu lefi das Haigoyim Rabbi Yecheskel ana. The emes hamefursomim ein tzrichin rayim and akotin kamoini shehagoyin muchzik bechol divorei divrei chachamim v'chidoysav hu asher hichzik pinois hamishpat bal yisu yiseidoysav v'yir yicheskel u'moifes b'maysav u'b'chisidoysav ach achrim neshika shtei yodoysav b'dove hazeh hifriz al midoysav b'derech ha'oilo beisel. This is poetry 101, but I'll go about it first. The flaws mishabech the Neid of Yehuda, which is gishmak. Why? Because we always speak out that Yaakov, the son of the Neid of Yehuda, and his akdamah to Madura Tiyana, the Neid of Yehuda, he talks about how his father Neid of Yehuda used to be mishabech the flaw mamish Adlahafli. That was me Preshberg to Prague when we were handling that. But Al Koponim, it went in the reverse as well. The Hafla had a tremendous edge. Just read the way he talks about the Rebbe. He says he's Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Agoyva. You're not allowed to be chaylok with him. But he says, in this Indian, I think he was Hifriz Alamida. And the reason he held it was Hifriz Alamida, because at the end of the day, that get was something that was presided over by a proper Bezdin. And he held, you know, the Zecherim from Rabbeinu Tam, not to be Maran a get, Ki Yodua, because of ulterior reasons. But as it relates to the Lomdus, which was really at the crux of that Shiloh, do you dehair that as Ein Shlichas V'Aveir? Does it mean that the whole Shlichas is bottled? Does it mean that only the Aveir doesn't go over? Dear Lishitosai, here in Panim Yofis, and Lishitosai in Hafla, he sided with the Noyde Behuda Barakopanim. This is just another dogma, how everything comes together. Last time we spoke about this was in Perek Meruba, where we learned the Sugya of Tavachu Machar. If someone's Tavachu Machar, Ayyidei Shlich B'Shabbos, we spoke at this Chakira from the Mecha to Eloi, this whole Indian, but I'll copon him again. Here you have it, Nachamol and Perek Hazav. I'm sure Beis Hashem will revisit this at some point again.